Right then, here's a cheeky bit of additional content that we are calling the Full Force Monthly Extra. Each month we will add a separate short topic for a little extra monthly fun. For this month, each presenter has to come up with a G.I. Joe Transformers crossover set with O-ring figure. So then, Justin, take it away, buddy. You're up first.
Well, see, I'm cheating because I couldn't decide on one single thing. So I chose a pair of things as kind of like a competing set to sort of balance off each other. I don't know if anybody else feels the same way, but I always felt like back in the 80s, there were two kind of Transformers characters that seemed like natural sort of opposition to each other. And that also kind of plays into what I wanted to do for some vehicle sets. And, you know, this is a pipe dream. I'm not thinking this is something that's actually going to happen.
Yeah.
But I was going to kind of pair these two vehicles and Transformers up and do a Shockwave Night Raven combo on the Decepticon Cobra side.
Nice.
To conflict with a Conquest Jetfire combo on the G.I. Joe side. So this would be a Conquest plane that transforms into the Autobot Jetfire. It would come with Flint, which I know is kind of a stretch. I know we just recorded an O-ring special where we said that using core characters in these sets was ridiculous and a waste of money. So, continue wasting money. But, you know, Flint we haven't gotten recently in O-ring form. So, so why not throw him in there?
Pilot Flint, though, right?
Well, it's kind of a callback. You know, if there was an issue number 54 of the original Marvel comic that actually was... It was technically Snake Eyes disguised as Flint, but the Conquest is like flying down from the sky and Flint is parachuting out. So, you know, there's some precedence there.
But what about the cartoon one that's got the headset and the microphone like you, for example, at the moment?
That would be very cool.
That would be a cool little... Yeah, change it up. Use the body again for another Flint release. Same body, but like the head... different.
Exactly what we were talking about, adding new flair to kind of pre-existing stuff. I love it.
And yeah, Super 7 have done that alternate head in the Ultimates for him as well, so I think that would work.
Love
great
it.
Okay, good.
Yep.
Check.
Love it. Well, and then on the Cobra side, you have Shockwave and the Night Raven. And Shockwave is just one of my favorite characters in all of Transformers fandom, and for whatever reason, I seem to remember, maybe this is childhood nostalgia, but I seem to remember getting him and Jetfire at the same time, and they were both kind of bigger than the rest of them, and I often had them kind of conflict with each other, which
ultimate
why I thought
enemies.
This was kind of a natural progression of that. And, you know, I was originally looking, because I really wanted to do Shockwave, so I was looking for a Cobra vehicle that had like a single cannon that could become his arm, but don't really have that with a Night Raven, but I figure we can just kind of make that up as we go along a little bit. And
the drone can transform into that, though, can't it?
There you go.
Yeah,
we could do something funky like that. And then the figure I wanted to come with Shockwave is Major Blood, who is another kind of focal character in the G.I. Joe mythology, but hasn't been done very often in O-ring format. And if we're talking about pipe dreams, maybe this is a, you know, somewhat refitted O-ring figure that maybe has an articulated arm on his right side instead of just
Pat
a regular static arm.
Pat just ejaculated off camera.
But yeah, I mean, that's so that would be really my choice. They could be in two separate releases, because obviously I think doing them together would be like prohibitively expensive, but maybe kind of a separate Ultimate Enemies sort of staggered release. But that's what I would really like to see. And I know it's cheating because I couldn't decide on one.
No, I like both of those.
I think it works.
I think I like both of those. I know Pat likes those because you said Major Blood with an articulated arm. No, I think that's a great idea. Yeah, go on then, Pat. I know you're going to say it.
Yeah, I really like that. It's whenever you start departing from exactly how things were in order to do a retro thing, it's, I think, interesting that you're still staying within the space of what was in that vintage line. And obviously most of them had articulated arms. So articulating Major Blood's arm would definitely be a way, in my mind, of updating that figure, yet keeping it very original styled. And how many people wouldn't want that? I think that everybody was, why is this not articulated?
Also,
Also,
Major Blood has been seen piloting many a vehicle in the sky in the cartoon.
Yeah.
I mean, he's in the first episode, isn't he? When isn't he attacking?
Yeah, I think he's flying one of the Cobra planes.
Yeah, he is.
The first one.
First appearance in the cartoon. Sure, that is true.
So I think they're great choices, honestly, Justin. And again, it lines up with what Hasbro are kind of doing with Megatron and Baroness. With the Hiss Tank and Baroness, with the Ore Striker and Stalker. It's not like Crankcase and the Driver are coming with them. They're putting the key components in there, so that makes a lot of sense. I like that. Mine's gonna be awful by the time I get to mine. You guys are gonna be like, what? But yeah,
I think it's kind of a good idea to look at the figure that you're including and just imagine that, you know, the tooling for it would be made. And so it would provide an opportunity to do a repaint somewhere. So if you get Flint somehow in with a transformer, and then we can get some other version of some other creative repaint of Flint would be nice.
Yeah,
somewhere else. Or like you said, the pilot Flint, alternate heads, do something like that in order to just vary things up a little bit. But my choice for this entire thing would be to do Sea Spray as the G.I. Joe shark, because I think that the water aspect of that works. I know the shark flies, but it almost has like a leaping flight thing going on most of the time.
Yeah, like a flying fish. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So I kind of think that, and sure, Sea Spray would make more sense to just do him as the hovercraft, as the whale.
Too big.
But exactly.
Sea Spray should be smaller. Yeah.
Realistically see that, and Sea Spray should be maybe a little smaller. So Sea Spray as the shark makes some sense to me. And the figure that I would want to include would also have that repaint kind of thing in mind, and I'm going to say Torpedo.
Okay.
That way, Tiger Force Torpedo carded later.
I thought you were going to say Cobra divers and stuff in the red suit.
What, hey, why not? I mean, also G.I. Joe diving suits of Torpedo.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. Different heads
on them. Yeah, for sure. Like, Torpedo is one of the ones that they should probably consider doing soon in the O-ring line.
Great. Great. I like the thought of that. You've mass displaced the scenario there, Pat, by bringing what would be a killer whale, a huge killer whale, which I could see them doing in like a bigger scenario. I could see them doing it in like a HasLab or something, but
yeah.
I couldn't necessarily see them doing it as a Transformers crossover where it would transform into Sea Spray, the only like viable character to really do that with. So yeah, I think you're spot on there. Now, the question I should have asked you, Justin, how would you do the color combination changes from like Raven black to Shockwave purple? Would you even bother?
It would be tough. I mean, Shockwave has got to have purple. So you got to figure that out somehow. But it's a challenge from an engineering perspective, because obviously, you know, you have Megatron, which basically the Hiss unfolds into this big bulky thing backpack that he wears. And I don't really like that.
Yeah.
But in the same time, I think the Night Raven's got to be black. And the Shockwave has to be purple. So there's got to be some kind of creative, like whether it's the underskeleton and it's kind of the armor breaks up and maybe he's kind of wearing it along his arms a little bit, but underneath his arms is all purple. Some way to kind of, you know, I'll leave that to the...
Isn't that the underside of the Night Raven, since it's not even black anyway?
Yeah, it's gray. Yeah. Yeah, have that be purple. Yeah,
obviously, so. Jetfire would be a lot easier with an X-30 Conquest, because it would just be like a base color that you could just get away with on both in between. Was it like off-white and white, basically? And then you could just have the red exposed when Jetfire transforms. So, I think that would be a lot easier to do. And for Pat, how would you do the same thing, dude? Would you have him white shark turns into a kind of like have some hidden yellow and blue elements in there?
Yeah, my thinking at this point is if they can have an Aw Striker turn into a yellow bumblebee, they can figure out whatever they need to get the color from Sea Spray. And there's some overlap there anyway with the white.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, cool. I like these ideas. Also, would you have the wings on his shoulders to emulate the kind of the tail fin type scenarios on his shoulders?
I kind of was thinking that.
Yeah, because he's obviously got the turbines behind him usually, hasn't he?
Right. Of course, they have to figure out how they need to utilize the mask. But one of the other things I didn't mention that I was thinking is that it would be great if there was a removable seat this time so that you could put a standard O-ring figure in it or pull it out and take that vintage Deep Six and toss it in there. Because the way the O-ring figures just kind of rattle around in the front of it isn't that great. Even whenever it was the Sky Patrol figures, which almost was made better because... I don't know if you could... I guess I've never really tried to shove a Sky Patrol figure with his big backpack in there. I don't know if that fits.
The parachute. I don't think it does. I think I have tried that because I had the Sky Shark and I just had that like proper fit, nostalgic
behind, like,
memory. Probably.
Probably fit back there. Yeah, I've kind of tossed it backward. And that might be the figure in place. But they need a seat. Just put a seat Shark.
I just had a weird tactile memory of doing that. I think I might have tried putting it in the air, in the Sky Striker, and it didn't fit. Like, it was too wide for the cockpit. Something like that. But whatever. Doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. My choice is stupid. After you guys have been doing, like, actual practical things, I've just gone for the Mobile Command Center as Metroplex with two figures. You get Steamroller, for obvious reasons, and I know that's technically not even happened yet with any of the releases, including the upcoming rumor that we're going to have Xandar and Zorana with the Thunder Machine, which, again, no Thrasher, and you've got the opportunity for two figures in there, so I don't get that. So I'm going for Steamroller as one, but General Hawk from 1991 as the other one. So we're getting Jetpack Hawk, Steam. And the reason we're getting Jetpack Hawk is because we've got a whole, like, landing pad for him to use on the top of the roof. You know, the open kind of.
I like it.
So that's why I've gone with that particular Hawk. Also,
it's cool. There needs to be no other reason beyond that. It's cool.
Okay,
that's right.
But in terms of how the hell am I going to get it to a different color when we transform it is a completely different story. Maybe just the interior is white and the exterior is tan, so that when you transform it...
I'm going to need to see some blueprints or engineering documents before I sign off on this one, Chris. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not seeing it.
Not just that, but it's going to transform into Metroplex and a Transformers base. So how is this... This is going to be some, like... This is going to take Cybertronian technology, basically, is what I'm getting at. It'd actually make more sense if it was the tactical battle platform, wouldn't it? And Metroplex, because at least the colors would be similar.
Too late. You're committed.
I thought for a second that you were going to say Unicron transforming into the Terradrome.
Okay.
Could work with opening maw of
you. All right. Time to start over and re-record, Chris.
Pat wins. Brilliant. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing and commenting on these videos, and as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page facebook.com/TheFullForce, and if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on either of those platforms with feedback and questions. We also have a Patreon page, so if you want to show your support for the show, see your name up in lights on these videos, or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/TheFullForcePodcast or click on the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.